Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by Glytech. For today's case study podcast, we're discussing Northeast Georgia Health System and how they decrease patient length of stay. So just imagine for a second the reality of a busy hospital ward at like 2 in the morning.
Oh, the absolute most chaotic time.
Exactly, yeah. And you've got this frontline nurse who is, you know, trying to do these really complex, basically algebraic insulin calculations on a paper notepad.
Right, for a patient whose blood glucose is just swinging wildly all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it is just a perfect recipe for clinical variation. So our mission for this deep dive is to look at how Northeast Georgia Health System, or NGHS, which is a massive 700-plus bed four-facility organization.
Massive.
Huge, right? How they completely stepped away from those high-risk paper protocols and, you know, how that shift drove some absolutely staggering clinical and financial outcomes.
Yeah, and you really can't get to that executive level ROI without first changing the reality for that nurse at 2 a.m.
The frontline reality, yeah.
Right. Because at NGHS, they recognize that manual sliding scale insulin, where you're essentially just chasing high blood sugar after the fact instead of preventing it.
It's purely reactionary.
Exactly. It was just creating way too much variation.
Yeah.
So they rolled out this huge change management initiative, effectively training over 1,000 nurses and 90% of their providers.
1,000 nurses?
Over 1,000, yeah. To use an automated system called GluCommander.
Okay. Getting 1,000 nurses to change their workflow sounds frankly, like an administrative nightmare. So what was the actual payoff on the clinical side?
Well, the primary clinical outcome they measured was time to target blood glucose. So by eliminating the manual math, NGHS actually reduced the time it took to get patients into a safe target glycemic range by 36 minutes.
Okay, hold on. I need to stop you right there.
Okay.
Because the math isn't quite clicking for me. I mean, 36 minutes is great for biological stability, sure. But we're supposed to be talking about system-wide operational ROI today.
Right.
Saving half an hour on a patient's chart, that just doesn't sound like it's going to move the needle for a hospital's throughput.
It sounds small, I know. But you really have to look at the system dynamics. Think of hospital throughput like catching a connecting flight.
Okay, I'm with you.
So if a patient's blood sugar is biologically unstable during morning rounds, the attending physician just won't clear them for a step-down unit or discharge.
Nah. They missed that narrow morning window.
Exactly. So that 36-minute delay in stabilization suddenly means they're spending another full night in a high acuity bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which then delays their physical therapy the next day, and it just cascades from there.
I see. So it's not just 36 minutes of saved nursing time. It's the difference between catching the early transfer and getting stuck in critical care for another 24 to 48 hours.
You hit the nail on the head. And the data from NGHS absolutely proves it. The faster stabilization fundamentally changed their discharge velocity.
Resulting in what?
It resulted in a system-wide decrease in average length of stay by 3.57 days.
3.57 days.
Almost 4 days.
That is insane. I mean, when you multiply that across 700 beds, you're essentially building a new virtual wing of the hospital just by getting insulin right.
Exactly. It totally transforms your capacity.
But, you know, beyond throughput, hospital leaders have an immediate regulatory fire to put out right now. Like, we have to talk about the new CMS hospital harm ECQMs.
The electronic clinical quality measures.
Right.
We definitely do. Because tolerating those old paper protocols isn't just inefficient anymore, it's financially dangerous.
Right.
CMS is heavily scrutinizing severe hypoglycemic events now.
And if you are a hospital administrator or CFO listening to this, you know that failing to report these metrics puts you at risk of a 25% Medicare payment update forfeiture.
Which is massive.
Huge. You can't just hope your staff is doing the 2 a.m. math correctly anymore.
No, you really can't. Which is why the solution NGHS implemented is so critical. They actually embedded an FDA-cleared algorithm-based dosing system directly into their Epic workflow.
Oh, right into Epic.
Yeah. So instead of a nurse checking a paper map while they're already lost, which is basically what a manual sliding scale is, the algorithm acts like a clinical GPS.
I really like that analogy.
Thanks. It just analyzes the patient's current state and automatically calculates the exact insulin drip rate needed.
And because it's built right into Epic, I imagine the compliance reporting just happens in the background.
Precisely. It removes all that cognitive burden from the nursing staff, but it also simultaneously generates the exact audit-ready data you need to satisfy those CMS ECQM requirements.
So the regulatory reporting becomes a seamless byproduct of just providing safer patient care.
Exactly.
That completely flips the script on how hospitals should be looking at vendor software. I mean, it's not just a clinical tool, it's risk mitigation.
Which brings up an interesting strategic point for administrators.
What's that?
Well, if intelligent glycemic management drops length of stay this dramatically and protects your Medicare reimbursements, you should be demanding value-based partnerships, meaning the commercial contract with the software vendor is actually tied to those clinical outcomes.
Exactly. Don't just buy software. Tie the vendor's payment to their ability to document those exact reductions in clinical variation and length of stay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, as you look at your own facility's operations, ask yourself, are your manual insulin protocols just a liability wearing a lab coat? And what is that lack of a clinical GPS truly costing your hospital in missed transfer windows and hidden length of stay?
Yeah, that is a really crucial question to ask.
Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a GlideTech podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit glidetech.com.